where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
A proposed $82 billion aid package aimed at helping Canadians weather the coronavirus pandemic was stalled even before it could be tabled in the House of Commons today. Tory leader Andrew Scheer says his party will support emergency efforts to get money to Canadians, but not the way the legislation is currently worded. If passed, it would have given the government sweeping powers to unilaterally spend, borrow, and change taxation levels without Parliament's approval. The number of travel-related cases of COVID in Canada is now pretty much equal to the number of community transmission cases. That's according to Canada's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Theresa Tam, who says this statistic represents a fundamental shift in the spread of the virus in Canada. She also notes it's a common misconception that the virus only affects the elderly or people with underlying health issues. Dr. Tam says younger people can get very sick too. As of this afternoon, the number of cases across Canada had nearly reached 2,200. There's been 85 new cases across the province today, bringing the provincial total to 588. And in Sarnia Lambton, there have still been no confirmed cases. However, Lambton Public Health says they're currently awaiting the results of a number of tests. Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Sudhat Ranadei, says they continue to act as though the virus is already here in Sarnia Lambton in order to ensure maximum protection for all residents.
It is really time to take it seriously. It's time for everyone to do what they're supposed to do and physically distance from other people. If you saw someone at a grocery store, people need to get food, and sometimes there are not other ways to do that, but I think it's really important to try as much as possible, if you're supposed to be isolating, to get other people to do those things for you. We have a strong community, and people are very willing to do that when they know what the need is.
For residents who suspect they may have the virus, Dr. Ronaday encourages them to call their health care provider or go to the Ontario Health website for more information. Staying here in Sarnia Lambton, Blue Water Power customers will notice a nice change to their hydro bill next month due to a suspension of time-of-use pricing for at least the next 6 weeks. The province made that announcement earlier today. Blue Water Power CEO Janice McMichael-Dennis says customers will now pay off-peak prices regardless of the time of day.
Our average residential customer will see about a $15 a month impact from this change, and certainly every bit helps, so we're glad to be able to help be part of a solution for our customers.
The discount will be automatically applied to hydro bills, and there is no application process for customers. The government says businesses can expect to save around $150 a month, while farms will save around $300 a month. Hundreds of Indigenous health managers from across Canada will meet online tomorrow to discuss how the pandemic is affecting their communities. It follows a decision by the Assembly of First Nations to declare a state of emergency earlier today. North American stock markets roared back to life on hopes of a massive U.S. government stimulus package and positive data from Italy regarding the COVID-19 outbreak. In Toronto, the S&P/TSX was up more than 1,300 points, or about 12%, and in New York, the Dow Industrial Average enjoyed its largest daily gain since 1933 by rising more than 2,100 points, or 11.3%. Around the world, the slowdown in economic activity in China due to COVID-19 has lifted some of Beijing's notorious pollution. The skies are blue and the surrounding dramatic mountains are suddenly visible. However, in Spain, the pandemic has hit the European country so hard that officials have turned an ice rink into a morgue to store victims' bodies. In India, the country with a population of 1.3 billion will be totally locked down starting at midnight for a period of 21 days. This is the most extensive stay-at-home order yet in the global battle against COVID. And finally, while many public health officials are calling for tighter restrictions, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's hoping America will be reopened by Easter. Trump says he's already looking toward easing advisories that have sidelined workers, shuttered schools, and led to a widespread economic slowdown.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.